You're listening to SBS News.
Environmental engineer Ashley Lang, a single mother of two, says working from home has been a game changer for her career and for her family life.
Work-wise, what I found is that it's enabled me to actually do more deep work where I've needed greater concentration. From a personal perspective, just having more time with my children.
The flexibility will be offered to Ms. Lang well into the new year, with her workplace allowing her to work from home part-time beyond the pandemic. It's an arrangement many employees across Australia are hoping to negotiate. New research has found two-thirds of staff prefer so-called hybrid work models and would like to continue working from home part-time post-pandemic. But Australian companies are less enthusiastic, saying such arrangements will only be available to about 40% of staff. Chris Matty is Managing Director at Boston Consulting Group, which conducted the research. He says workplaces will need to listen to their employees or risk losing them.
If there's a disparity between what employees want and what employers are willing to provide, then you've got to question whether there's going to be issues with things like retention of key staff.
Innes Willox from the Australian Industry Group says while companies say they're willing to adapt, there are concerns around productivity.
The concern is that over time, productivity will be impacted because people aren't together. It takes longer to get things done. Everything has to be structured.
Michelle O'Neill, the president of the Australian Council of Trade Unions, stresses that if working from home does become a permanent fixture of the office environment, protections for employees are needed.
Part of that is making sure that workers do have the right to disconnect so that they're not working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or just additional hours that they're not being paid for.
It comes as pressure for Australians to return to work increases. New South Wales has lifted its work-from-home order for public employees. South Australia has also abandoned its advice to work from home where possible, and Victoria will further ease its restrictions in January. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.